entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
You're listening to To The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon. In that order. What's up, everybody? You're live listening to The Max on LA Talk Radio. It is 8 o'clock here in LA and 11 o'clock in New York. I miss New York. Why? Because I'm here in LA. But all good things are happening because tonight's show, I got Eva LaRue. Y'all know her from CSI Miami. You know the little look that Mr. Caruso gives in CSI Miami. I've got her here in the studio tonight. But before we get to Eva, I got to tell you all, thanks for tuning in tonight. And I got to give my birthday shout outs because, you know, that's what I do. And that's what I do best. So I got to tell you, I was with Kenny Goldie, good friend of mine, the other night. Happy birthday to you. We went to Kane. Amazing place. Samantha Palladini. She's my agent in New York. Narciso Rodriguez. I know that Eva LaRue's got something to say about him because she's into fashion. It's his birthday coming up. And we got other, who else? Kevin, Scott, Claire McCabe, Andrea, Wesley Voltaggio, Drink Arizona Iced Tea. People, go to drinkarizona.com because that's my boy Wesley Voltaggio. Michael Tucci, Chelsea Morgan, Anthony Hayden Guest, Heather Burnett, Andrew Antonori. We'll stop there. Happy birthday, y'all. Giving you a good old birthday shout. To The Max birthday shout. So, on that note, I'm here in Los Angeles, and it is Los Angeles. It's a bit cold, but nonetheless, I'm not going to waste any more time talking about what I'm doing because I want to talk to my featured guest tonight, Miss Eva LaRue. Her mic is up. What's up, Eva?
Max Tucci.
Welcome to my radio show, Eva LaRue.
Thank you, Max.
So I got to tell you, Eva, we're out here in L.A., and you came out here on a song and a ticket and a no job.
Yeah, kind of a deal. I came out here on a wing and a prayer, man. I had been at All My Children for 12 years. And I thought it was time to leave there. My marriage was, you know, ending. And I could see the writing on the wall at All My Children. Then it was time to give it up to the younger group that was coming up, you know, and that my storyline was probably, we had another few years worth of work, but it was really time to go. And I'm from here. I'm from Los Angeles, from Southern California anyway, and all my entire family and all my friends and from high school on back and to my last third cousin. Everybody lives right here in Southern California,
my last
pretty
third
much.
Cousin.
And so it was really good to get home because I've got a little girl. She's 7, and I really wanted her to grow up around my family. Kaya
is listening tonight.
Is she listening?
I think she is.
Kaya Callahan. They won today. They won. Their cheerleading squad won at the big cheerleading competition in Long Beach, California. They were very excited.
Victory!
Victory Cheerco. So I got to get a shout out to Victory Cheerco.
Right?
They were awesome today. So, So I wanted to get back out here to my family, and I just wanted to be in back in the family fold.
Jobless.
But I was jobless, and I had saved some money from being on the soap, but I didn't know how long that was going to last me, being a single mom, and I didn't have any job, you know, prospects on the horizon. I just got in a plane. I packed up all my crap, and I moved it out here. Moved to Beverly Hills. Which I could say I moved to Beverly Hills, but alas, I did not. I moved somewhere much deeper. So just to make sure that my money would last me a ways. And I lucked out. I mean, literally, there was a big net under me, and within a month, I ended up booking CSI Miami, which
CSI Miami,
was just awesome, awesome job
on CBS.
On CBS,
CSI
Monday
Miami.
Nights, 10 o'clock.
Plug it, girl.
Monday nights, 10
plug
o'clock.
It. You don't need
oh,
to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It.
Did I say Monday nights at 10 o'clock?
I think you did.
Did
but
you hear me, Max? Did I say
Monday night, 10 o'clock?
10
CBS.
O'clock, CBS.
But the thing is that you don't even plug it because your show is syndicated in 290 something countries.
Yeah, we are in 219 countries. We're the number one show in the world.
In the world.
Isn't that insane? Hello.
You should be moving to Beverly Hills, okay? With all that. But so now your character, you went in as, what did you go in as?
I went in as a grant. I was a DNA specialist with a grant.
Okay.
And so I came in and got to completely redecorate, evidently, that year. I came in the fourth season. And I got to redecorate the place with my grant cash. And then I ended up being the mole at the end of that season. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, I didn't know I was the mole. So I didn't know I was the mole until I read that episode, having coffee in the morning, and literally started crying and called my manager and was like, I just got fired. I thought it was going so well.
Because the moles always get fired,
the mole,
right?
How could I possibly come back the next season? They made such a big deal.
So how did you come back?
So I just got lucky, and they overrode the bat. They tried to soften my moleness and say that I really stuck up for yes, I was the mole, but I said only good positive things about them to the FBI. So then the next year I came back as
they kept you.
A CSI in training. So I actually was learning how to be a crime scene investigator.
And your character on the show, Miss Boa Vista.
Yeah, Miss Boa Vista.
What's your title on the show?
Does Ms. Boa Vista sound like one of the writers went to like a strip club and was like, I got an idea for a new character?
Probably did.
I think Natalia Boa Vista will
Natalia
be
Boa Vista. Well, Natalia Boa Vista. And then what is your exact title now? Because now you carry a gun, don't you?
I do. It took me a whole season to get it, so evidently I do not have good eye-to-hand coordination.
That's all right. You're still on the show. That's all that matters.
Yeah, and immediately after getting my gun license, I went out and shot somebody. But
now,
it's been good.
You
so
shot
far, so
though. You shot in a real like you practice your thing.
Oh yeah, no, they take us to the gun range and
they don't fool around in that show.
They do not fool around. We've got all kinds of technical advisors that make sure we follow protocol.
Legitimate.
In terms of, we have to follow protocol in terms of processing any kind of scientific
data. It's not Hollywood, is what you're saying.
It's not, well, it is, but
it's glorified, but it's real.
Yeah, but it's real.
It's probably one of the most real shows.
When we process a scene, like mm-hmm. our technical advisors have told us that we've, you know, because they've taught us how to process, that literally they would take us out before they'd take out a new CSI.
Uh-oh.
A new real CSI. They would take us actors out because we know how to process a scene.
You would? You
yeah,
do?
Yeah, we do.
So
we
you
do.
Could
we
basically kill somebody. And get away with it.
Also,
no comment.
So.
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to, if y'all want to call in, the number here is 323-203-0815. That is one of the.
Don't be afraid.
That's the line.
Don't be afraid.
This is the love line. Unto the max.
Don't be afraid.
And now tonight are the SAG Awards.
I know.
And I'm going to give you all a little bit of an update. Because you don't even know this.
I do not.
Actually, I've been chilling all day today, so, you
know. We're at a cheerleading competition.
At a cheerleading competition. You know, we were invited to the SAG Awards, but like, we've got the victory cheerleading competition, so clearly we would do that. Now, you know, Meryl Streep won.
For Doubt?
She won. Yes, she did.
She's awesome.
And Sean Penn won.
For Milk?
Yep. Look at this.
Awesome.
We're getting the hookups now, but call in people 323-203-0815. Tell me, Eva.
And then Kate Winslet won for The Reader.
Kate Winslet's tearing it up, girl.
Right. Did she also she got a Golden Globe for The Reader and for Revolutionary Road. Did she get two tonight as well?
She got one.
Who won in the best?
I'm only reporting.
Okay.
But now speaking of awards, you know, you won an Alma Award.
I did.
What other award? You got nominated for Emmys.
Yep.
Look at you.
It's been an exciting career.
It's been exciting. And it's like just, it's a new career too.
Yeah. Well, the CSI Miami is new. This is my fourth season at CSI Miami. And it's CSI Miami's seventh season, but it's my fourth season there. So it's been awesome. It's still going well. I think we're going to do 26 episodes this year instead of 24 because we're going to try to make up for the two we didn't get in last year.
The strike.
Because of the writer's strike. And of course, now we're all like.
Actor strike.
Yeah. This actor strike, Mike.
Is it happening? What's going on?
I hope to God it doesn't. I mean, there's a big fight back and forth, of course, within Screen Actors Guild, whether there should be.
And they're having an award show tonight.
I'll just say my
say
point of view.
We say what we want here on LA Talk
Radio.
Okay,
my perspective is this. The people that I work with, we've got 200 crew members. Now, they will never see any residuals, not mm-hmm. a dime of residuals, not a dime of internet, not a dime of any of that.
Nothing.
Now, if we went on a strike for 3 months, these people would lose their homes.
Yeah.
Period.
And especially when
and
the economy we're in now.
Because of this economy, yeah. And because of last year, them going on strike for three mm-hmm. months, they didn't make that money. But it would be wiping out an entire group of people, and why? For a couple of extra bucks right now? Now, here's the problem. We waited too long to strike. They should have done it back in June or July when they had the opportunity. They did not. Now I just think they should buckle down, say, we'll see you in 3 years, and we'll hit you hard in 3 years. Mm-hmm. And then we'll strike, because right now's not the time to do it. With the economy the way it is, you're going to hurt a lot of people. And
not me.
and you know what? No one's going to support
it. It's true.
You know what? Nobody from the outside is going to support it. A lot of us supported the writer's strike. Mm-hmm. But with the economy the way it is, it's just selfish to do it right now.
It is.
You're just going to have to sit still, wait for 3 years till your contract comes up again, and then strike hard. But they lost their opportunity back in the summer. They played it wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, this might not be a popular opinion.
But it's the truth.
But I'm sorry.
Speak the truth, girl.
From my perspective, it's my truth.
All right.
And it's a lot of working actors' truths. So.
Now, you know what? Speaking of the truth, I want to hear the truth on this, because I just got a text message from someone named Stacy, you know, because I do, my show's pretty funky because I do internet on Facebook, I have people type in, I do text messages, questions, I do calls, 323-203-0815. And Stacy wrote in and said, what is your favorite episode so far on CSI Miami that you've starred in? Sorry for botching that question up.
You know what? I really loved, my favorite one was it last season or the season before when my husband came on? It was Rob Estes played my husband. Mm-hmm. And, well, he was my ex-husband. And he ends up dead. Mm-mm. And they think I did it. And it wasn't me. But, of course, I'd been back sleeping with him. I didn't know that either until I read the episode. They really don't tell us much beforehand. So that was my favorite episode.
Does that make it exciting not knowing what's going on? And, like, you get to your chair, like, oh, shit, this is what I got to do today.
Kind of, yeah, yeah. I
mean, but you're used to it from when you and all my children.
Yeah, yeah, because we don't know what's going on
you
there.
You can memorize the yellow pages and give everyone's number in a day. James Earl Jones over there. But, yeah, so that's a good question. Thank you for that, Stacey. Now, what I want to ask you is, on the show, you just work with P. Diddy.
Sean Combs, yep.
Sean.
P. Diddy just did two
episodes. My girl Janice's son.
Yeah. Just did two episodes of the show. He was awesome. He came on and played a district attorney.
And a humble, cool guy.
I'm
telling people.
Yep. A very cool guy.
He's an amazing, cool guy. Yeah.
It was really fun. And I didn't get that many scenes with him. I just had, you know.
We've got a call, so let's just go right to that. Okay. All right, caller, you're live on To The Max. Who's this?
Hi, Max. It's Monroe.
How are you, Monroe? You're live on To The Max. What's going on?
I'm good. I'm in L.A. right now. I heard you are, too.
I am, and I've got Eva LaRue from CSI Miami on the show tonight. Do you have a question for her?
She's like, no.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Like, all those dead bodies.
You know, it's so funny because for us, our dead bodies are walking around having lunch with us. So, you know.
I know, right?
They're all painted up and scary looking, but.
So, Monroe, I'm going to have on my show.
It must be fun.
It is fun.
Monroe's actually a cool girl I'm going to have her on my show coming up because she's a singer. We're gonna plug your song, Monroe. So, thanks for calling in. Holla at your boy. Listen, we'll get together while I'm out here in L.A., all right?
All right, sounds good.
Thanks for calling in, Monroe. Talk to you later.
Bye, Max.
Bye.
Bye, Ava.
Bye.
So there you go, hanging with the dead bodies, right? I want to be a dead body on CSI.
You do?
I do.
I think I could hook you up.
If anyone could, it would be you.
But you know what, though? You don't want to.
I do.
I've heard so many people say they want to be a dead body. But here's the problem with being a dead body.
Rachel Ray and I want to be dead bodies.
Here's the problem with being a dead body.
What's the problem?
You have to lay on the floor.
Okay.
Or wherever it is, on the freezing cold cement, or heaven forbid you died outside, my friend, in the rain.
That's
because
right.
That happens a lot.
Rain on me.
No, you are stuck out there for an hour while they're lighting you. Oh. And you're laying on the concrete in the wet, in the freezing. It is not a fun place to be.
It's not the look.
It's not.
But how cool would that be to be like, listen, how fly
you're like,
is that?
I'm a body.
I'm a body on CSI, people. I'm a body. So now, what's the scoop on CSI? Oh, we got another caller. Hold on.
Okay.
Call you live on To The Max. Who's this?
To The Max. It's Nikki and Lily calling.
Nikki and Lily.
That's my sister and my niece. Hey, Nikki and Lily. What's up?
How you guys doing? Say hi, Will.
Hi.
Hey, Lily. How are you?
Good.
I just saw your new pictures, and you look adorable, and I saw your new puppy, and you look cute, and oh, my God, Nikki, you're hot. Damn
thank
it.
Thank you.
What's going
on? Nick. say hi to you guys while we're freezing here.
And we're pretty cold here. I got a scarf on.
It was kind of chilly tonight. Today was nice, though.
Today
was
nice.
It was in the high 70s.
Now, Nikki, I know you've no need of a friend, Ina. You know my girl, Ina, over here. Ina LaRue.
What's her face?
You know my girl, Eva.
Of love.
I answer the
Ina. What's, do you have a question for Eva, Nikki?
She's like, no.
Do we have a question for Eva, Lil? Think of something you want to ask her.
You're going to get a 7-year-old question. Maybe not. So anyway, Nikki, thank you for calling in. Do you want to be a dead body on CSI, Nikki?
No.
That would be a good one, right? As long as I can...
Well, you know what? I've got to tell you, because one of my favorite quotes, I'm going to bring it up now, speaking of laying down on the floor.
Oh, yeah, that's a good quote.
I'm reading the new book, the Joan Crawford Hollywood Martyr book. And one of my favorite quotes, I want you to say something about this quote, too. Betty Davis used to tell everyone that Joan Crawford only got into movies by the way of the casting couch until Joan hit her back with, "Well, my dear, it sure beats the cold, hard floor." Do you really think that Hollywood people really screw to get on TV? It's true.
Tell the truth.
We need to
know these things.
Yeah,
because you know what? Look at all the girlies that come from every state in the union, coming here, every country in the world.
Come on now.
They come here to cash in, hope they're going to be a big star. They meet.
They cash in and get locked jaw.
They think that if they hook up with somebody, a director, producer, whatever, and they sleep with them,
what's your advice? Give advice. Tell the truth, girl. Give advice. Don't do it.
You know what? I'll tell you how you become a big star. Let me tell you. You push the button, and then you're a big star. Like, I wish there was a...
YouTube.com.
I wish it was. You pull off the cap,
you drink
the soda, and you're a big star, but there's just no...
You just hit a point, though, because you actually do just push the button now, because people are becoming YouTube stars.
Yes,
you're right. These stars are... People are going on Oprah because of YouTube more than people who are on TV.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, we're doing here on To The Max, we're doing a YouTube star search. I don't know if you knew that, but
no.
We are.
I'm
pulling people who are on YouTube. And I had this girl, and she was amazing. Stacey and Robbie, he played the keyboard, and she sang. And they were really amazing. And they had over 1 million hits. There's like, you know, there's prerequisites. You have to have over 1 million hits. You have to be a singer. And I'm doing this right now on the show. And people really love these new YouTube stars.
That's a great idea.
Are you a YouTube fan?
I am.
Are you?
Yeah.
Speaking of YouTube,
we watch it at work. We at CSI, our sound mixers, they are always on YouTube. We're also always sitting back there with them, going over something new.
You're on YouTube with a song, one of my favorite songs, "Armed." Everyone, go on YouTube.
Oh,
type in
you.
Eva LaRue and the song "Armed." It's one of the most inspiring videos.
It might be under Devin Gundry.
Okay, we've got a call.
I don't know if it's under Armed, but it's under Devin Gundry, G-U-N-D-R-Y.
Caller, you're live into the max is this. Hello? I hear myself in the background, so you might want to lower your radio. Caller, are you there? Okay. If you're going to call in, my switchboard here does not like block numbers, so unblock your number, people. 323-203-0815. Just a reminder, you're listening to The Max on LA Talk Radio. I'm Max Tucci. Check out my page at maxtucci.com, and I've got my girl Eva LaRue from CSI Miami. Check out her page, because her page is evalarue.com. And on her page, what you can find out is a couple cool things. One is the charities that she's involved with. We're going to discuss that in the show, which is one, ovarian cancer. And the other is her new pink card. Throw away your black card, people. That's tacky. You want a pink card now. And the only place to get your pink card is on evalarue.com. Tell us about the pink card, Eva.
The pink card, I just saddled up with a company called cardflex.com. And you can go on cardflexpink.com and pick up a pink debit card. And the money proceeds from the card go to ovarian cancer research and breast cancer research. Unfortunately, the two are linked to each other. So if you end up with breast cancer, you have a 50-50 chance of getting ovarian cancer and vice versa. But I'm the national spokesperson for the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition, because my grandmother and my great-grandmother both died from ovarian cancer. And a lot of people who get it don't even know that it existed. And I have to say, I didn't really know much about it until my grandmother got it. And there are no pre-screening tools for ovarian cancer. You can't go get a pap smear every year. You can't... there's no real way to find out that you have it. But at least watch out for the symptoms. Because
what are the symptoms?
The symptoms are abominable.
You get muscles.
You get muscles.
But you know what? The good thing about this, and not that we're joking about it anyway, but you know what? It's not a subject that is so serious because they are finding cures. And we've got a caller on. I'm going to get to you in just one moment. But cures are being found. So to lighten the subject, and why we're laughing over here, is because we know that Eva's putting in so much work into this just with herself, and she's going to give you the symptoms right now and what to look out for. And know that if you catch it in time, you're pretty good.
If you catch it early, you're good.
So how we catch it early for these women out there?
It's if you have abdominal pain and cramping for more than 2 weeks at a time, bloating for more than 2 weeks, persistent. Mm-hmm. If you've got frequent urination, if you've got any sort of persistent back pain, any of those kinds of things, go to your doctor immediately. Ask them to specifically look for ovarian cancer, because otherwise they won't. And it's like a series of sort of uncomfortable, you know, things. They've got to do a vaginal ultrasound. But do it, because it could be the difference between life and death. Really can, because the problem with ovarian cancer is that because there are no pre-screening tools, people usually catch it late stage. And then what happens is 20,000 women this year will get ovarian cancer and 80% of them will die.
Mm-hmm.
80%. That's insane.
Now, is there a website that people can go to?
There is. It's www.ovarian.org.
I'm on it right now.
More information, about symptoms, more information about. But if you find out that you do have ovarian cancer, don't let your gynecologist, don't let your general gynecologist biopsy it, because it could kill you. That literally, it could kill you.
The voice over here. Listen to people who know.
It would literally be like going to your general practitioner and saying, oh, you've got a brain tumor. Well, okay, I'll biopsy it here.
Going to your dentist.
Well, I mean, going to your general practitioner and having them biopsy a brain tumor. You wouldn't let somebody, you've got to go to an oncologist. Go to a cancer specialist immediately.
And everyone, again, that's ovarian.org. That's for the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition that Eva is right here on To The Max talking about. And
then go on cardflexpink.com and get a pink debit card and have some
spend
of that
money. Spend for a cure.
Yeah, spend for a cure.
You're basically, every time you swipe your card.
And it's cute and pink.
It is. It's the new black. Pink is the new black. Every time you swipe your card, you're making a donation. Caller, thanks for being so patient. You're on To The Max. Who's this?
Hi, this is Shalasia.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Great. And where are you calling from?
Boca Raton, Florida.
Oh, great. Well, we got Eva LaRue from CSI Miami. What's your question for her?
I was wondering how she was thinking that Stephen Harper would react to Barack Obama and how that's going to affect the connection between Canada and the U.S.
Wow.
Dun-dun-dun.
You know what? I actually don't know what you're talking about. Like, what did something just... I've been at cheerleading competition for 2 days. What? You tell me, and then I'll give you my opinion on it. I don't know. What happened? Did he just say something specifically to Canada?
I don't know, but we lost
the last
caller.
Couple of days?
You know what? I've been in cheerleading competitions.
You know what? I honestly haven't been watching the news. I don't know what happened.
And nor should we. You know what?
No, maybe. I mean, just in the last 3 days, I haven't.
I don't know. I've been on a plane. I've been on a plane, and then I was thrown from a plane into a
cheerleading. Oh, now I feel really stupid.
No, please. Thanks for calling in, though, Shalestia.
And good question. Call back, because I'd love to hear what just happened.
Yeah, you know what? Call back, because I think we let you go too quick. So give us a call. If you're going to call, please call from an unblocked number to 203. I'm giving you my own phone number. Don't call me. Call the studio at 323-203-0815. Now I'm going to give you a quick 5 questions, okay?
Okay.
What is...
Is like the actor studio?
It is. This is the actor studio with Max Tucci and Eva LaRue. Favorite designer?
Mm-hmm. I have so many. I like a lot.
People.
Okay, you know what? I'm loving blue marine right now. Love it.
Hello, caller. You on the air?
Wait, no. Give it a call.
No. Callers, please call me from an unblocked number. That's the last time I'm telling you. 3203. You know the number. 323-203-0815. Favorite designer?
I'm loving blue marine right now.
Why?
I just think that their stuff is beautiful. The draping is gorgeous.
Blue marine. Eva LaRue loves you. The Grammys are coming up. put her in your clothes.
I think I'm going to wear Blue Marine to the Grammys.
We're not telling anyone what you're wearing.
Oh, okay.
But hook her up. Hook a sister up. Have you seen EvaLarue.com? Everyone, go look at all her photo shoots there. She's on covers.
Oh, you know what? Go out and buy the InStyle Weddings cover. The InStyle Weddings magazine.
Just the cover.
Just the cover. Rip the cover off of the magazine and run out the door.
That's it. Go to your gynecologist's office and rip the cover off. Leave the magazine. But yeah, go. Eva's on the cover. In Style Weddings. Now, favorite shoe designer?
Oh my gosh.
Vanessa Noel.
Yes, Vanessa Noel. And
I'm just
also,
turning Eva on to her.
Yeah, Vanessa Noel is awesome. And then also, you know, you got to always go for the Jimmy and the Manolo.
I promise you, though, Vanessa's going to take over Jimmy and Manolo.
I think she's
going to. I promise you.
I think she might.
You watch and see. Check her store out, VanessaNoel.com. Good little shout out there.
Yeah.
Now, favorite president?
Barack.
But that you've experienced?
I just am so hopeful for him. That I've experienced Clinton.
Clinton. Mm-hmm. All right, there you go. We're not going to get into politics on the show. I've got another caller who's coming from a block number, and I'm not answering it because the switchboard doesn't accept it. Favorite destination?
You know what? I was in Africa last year, and it was the most awesome place I'd ever been in my life. It was just beyond any sensory comprehension. There's no way to verbally communicate how awesome it
was.
Yeah.
That's the word.
I mean, the food was incredible. Everything we saw was incredible. Things we did were incredible. The people were amazing. The people were beautiful. It was unreal. We were in South Africa and in Zimbabwe before Zimbabwe got really, really bad. And God, my heart goes out to those people there. They're just, you know, it's tough all over Africa, but South Africa is probably the safest. But I really want to get back to some of the places that aren't safe. I just really want to see it. I want to see it all, and I want to help where I can there. It's just amazing. And once you meet the people, you can't not go back. You can't not help. You can't not be involved. You really leave your heart there when you go. Don't wait till you're old to go. Go when you're, it's unreal. It's unbelievable.
It is. Callers, I'm going to tell you one more time, 323-203-0815. Call in with your questions to Eva LaRue, star of CBS.com. Go there for episodes of CSI Miami. Today we were at this show, okay, at this cheerleading show, and you were bombarded with all these little Teen Spirit girls. And now where you go, man, you're watched internationally, so people know you. I mean, we were in Italy and people knew you. Does that change your life in any way? Are you like, get away, or like, give me a minute? How does that feel?
Well, you know, it's funny because here in the United States, our show, you know, even though we're one of the top 10 shows, we kind of fly under the radar because we don't get, we don't get the kind of publicity that the NBC stars
and the ABC stars get. Miss Humble over there, people know
true.
You. But
yeah,
people know
but, you.
Know, you.
It's not like, I'm not like one of the other Evas, you know what I mean? I'm not like Eva Longoria, we're not like from Grey's Anatomy where they really, really push those stars. Mm-hmm. So we can really enjoy a nice amount of anonymity.
And privacy.
It's like a modicum of fame. It's nice. You go outside of the United States, however, and it becomes a different
wild.
Thing.
I know.
It's different.
We've got a caller. So caller, you're live on To The Max. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, caller, you're live on To The Max. Who's this?
This is Andrew.
Hey, Andrew, where are you calling from?
Delray Beach, Florida.
We got all the Florida listeners.
Yeah,
I guess
cool.
CSI Miami's got something. What's your question for Eva LaRue tonight?
I was actually wondering, is CSI Miami actually filmed in Miami, or...?
No, it shoots in Manhattan Beach, California, but we usually shoot the first episode and the last episode of the season in Miami. And then they do all of the stock footage, and they cut it in for, you know, all the episodes to make it look like we're there.
Because I always thought you guys were actually filming that, but
they do film though. You guys come to Miami twice a year for the
do.
Beginning and
the first
finale.
Episode and the end, yeah.
Yeah, so they are there sometimes, so... Thank you for your question.
We love it when we get to go, that's for sure.
You have any other questions while we have you on the line?
No, but I love you on the show, and I hope to see you on for many more seasons.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Eva LaRue fans. Thank
have
you, Andrew.
Night.
Have a good night.
Thanks a lot. Good night.
Bye-bye. So there you go. Look at this. People love you, Eva LaRue. Woo-hoo.
You know, it's nice to get like so many people from Florida calling because I've got a lot of friends out in Florida.
Yeah, but they
it's
all
cool.
think that
in Delray Beach, in Boca, in you know,
they all think that you're down there and you guys don't
in
film
Miami.
Down there.
I think they do a pretty good job of fooling everybody. Are you getting a text? You're like Mr. You're like Mr. Technology.
I am all over because
you
I got
see
another
Mr.
call
to the max,
and my text here is. Do you have any love affairs coming on the show that you can talk about?
I wish.
You want to get a booty call on CSI Miami?
Some booty call on CSI. I got no loving right now.
No.
No loving.
And you don't find out until the day of shooting, do you?
No. Mm-hmm. But you know, I think Emily's getting my boy over there right now.
Emily Proctor.
Well.
What's her name on the show?
They're putting Callie.
Callie Duquesne.
Because they're kind of starting to hook up Callie and Delco.
Well,
he was mine.
And how do you feel about that, Eva?
I'm a little heartbroken.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about it?
He's some kind of hot man.
So that's too bad. But do you feel any vibes of you hooking up with anyone?
No, we'd have to get somebody new, I guess.
Caruso's still there, baby.
I think, but then I'd end up with whoever ends up falling in love with him ends up dying. So I'd really like to
stay on the show.
Yeah, I'd like to stay on the show.
Boom, boom. So yeah, right. Well, and you know, now you've got a million things going on, always going on, going places, and you have this attraction and infatuation with Africa.
I do.
Now I know you want to go back. And you want to work on something out there. Do you want to talk about that?
You know, it's interesting. It's certainly in the super, super early stages of it. But there is an interesting company out of Riverside, California, that has come up with a software that makes governments accountable financially. It gives financial transparency to all accounts so that when a third world country is in trouble and they need money from one of the bigger, more powerful countries, that country can give money and track every penny of it in real time so that they know that this third world country is not going to abscond with the cash, put all of their family members on BMW dealership lists.
Aston Martins, please,
yeah,
and Ferraris.
Exactly. And, you know, spend the money willy-nilly however they feel like and then come back later and beg the world, you know, the world for some sort of...
financial aid.
For debt relief.
Relief, yeah.
So that they don't owe any of it. And they're like, oh, and then they put their hands back out and they're like, can we have some more? And they're like, no, you can't because you just stole all of our money and you didn't use it properly for your people. Your AIDS, you know, rate
ugly.
Is still high. Your people are starving. You're a dictator. So now they've got this interesting software. Well, what I just found out from them, they wanted to go into Uganda and Uganda signed up to be the first country to put this transparent accountancy into place in their government so that they could accept more money from other countries. From, you know, their biggest contributors were the United Kingdom and the United States and, you know, various other countries who had said, we're not going to give you another dime because we know you already ripped us off before, and then you got a $3 billion debt relief.
So you're going to go to Africa and do this?
So they want to do, yeah.
We need a producer.
Want to do a documentary.
You're a producer out there, and you're listening tonight, and you want to get involved.
We're going to get a new, yeah, we're going to do a documentary on going out there and having, and seeing what Uganda was,
what it is now, and what it will be.
Yeah. And hoping that, okay, I mean, had we had a little transparent accountancy in the last 10 years here?
Not under the Bush administration.
Yeah, not under the Bush administration. Evidently, I think their biggest problem was the administration, this last administration.
All
I'm
right.
trying to.
He was changing each country at a time. Africa. Why not start with Africa? So
why not start with America? I just don't think that they would implement it.
We are starting with America because Eve and I were just asked, We Eat Love is a nonprofit dedication to feeding the homeless right here in LA.
Yep.
And since I'm here in LA, I want to go to the Downtown Women's Center with Eva, and we're gonna cook up a meal.
Yep.
You know, I cook. Eva cooks. She knows how to use the microwave.
No. I know how to use the microwave. I'm gonna serve it. I think you're gonna have to cook it. I'm gonna watch and then I'll serve it.
We'll turn it into a show.
We're gonna serve it.
But so everyone, if you're interested, check out DWC.
And they need volunteers.
They do. DWD. Hello. www.dwcweb.org. If that's for more information on that fantastic Downtown Women's Center in LA on Skid Row. We're going to go check it out.
They need some volunteers to help serve food and stuff. So we're going to be down there this week. Please come
down. Change is what we need. Yeah. What are you going to be accountable for this year?
Well, you know, it's that whole thing. It's like be the change you want to see.
Well, and listen, this country's got the change you want to see. I wish that my callers would change their block numbers to unblock numbers so that I could take them.
Story two.
And, you know, people are taking accountability this year because with the Barack Obama and what do you want to be the change? What is the change that you want to be for America? Like, for instance, Mike Tyson, who I couldn't believe, said that he wants to be known as an American instead of an African American. So he pledges to say that he's going to be an American.
Interesting.
What is your pledge for this country with our new president?
You know, I think that unfortunately we've become a nation of blamer victims. It's all how this happened to us, why us, mm-hmm. how come, instead of taking responsibility for either closing your eyes to a situation, which is also taking a stand. I mean, just because you've done nothing doesn't mean you haven't made a choice. Doing mm-hmm. nothing is still a choice.
It is.
Closing your eyes is still a choice. And you're still totally responsible for what happens to you if you close your eyes.
Preacher, preacher.
Right?
It's the truth.
What is the truth?
So what is your pledge?
And so my pledge is just to keep my eyes open, take complete and utter responsibility for everything that happens mm-hmm. to me, because I had some part in it. I can't, you know, people can't just go through life going, hey, and this happened to me because so-and-so did this, or they did this to me, or
the pity
this
party.
Is what happened to me. You know what? Everybody has their pity.
You know
Everybody
what Max
has
says?
Their, you know.
I say, don't send out your pity party invitations because nobody's coming.
Everybody has their bad times.
Now,
everybody.
Speaking of bad times, I got a text just sent in, and I guess this is a bad time for a bunch of people.
It is.
But here we go. The question is, how do you stay in shape, especially being a food lover? And how do you look so great?
Dang, you know what? I am a food lover. I am such a foodie.
That's a good question.
It is a good question.
And that's from Mark.
Hey, Mark. Where's he from?
L.A.
Hey, Mark from L.A. I'm such a foodie. I love food. After I got divorced 6 years ago, I put on 20 pounds. And this has been the heaviest I've been the last 5 years. It's been terrible. And then I finally, 3 months ago, got just sick of myself, decided I was just going to get off my sorry butt, like I just said, stop with the pity party, and I can't lose the weight, and I can't, and just like actually go to the gym all the time and cut my meals in half. And, you know, I still like to eat what I like to eat, but now I only eat half of it.
Okay.
I still taste what I want to taste because I love the taste of it, and then I push the rest away. I don't tell myself I can't have it. I just only have a little bit.
Listen, I eat. I'm not going to lie. I got fat, and I feel good.
I've lost 17 pounds.
You look amazing.
Thank you, love.
Eva was walking up to me. I said, girl.
She's like, you lost weight. I
lost 17 pounds.
Yeah.
Now, you know, because I mentioned that, because my boy from Aerospace, NYC.com, they're coming out to LA, and I would love for you to do the class with me. It's that whole shadow boxing jump rope class.
Yeah,
girl Jane, I can never pronounce her last name, Krakowski.
Oh, she's awesome, yeah.
Well, she goes there. That's why she looks so good. And she's at the SAG Awards tonight, tearing it up, thanks to Aerospace and my boy Michael. He was on the show, boxing it up. So, next time you come to New York, we're going to go to he's got this fly gym because there's no equipment in it, and I want you to come with me.
Okay.
Because I hate the gym. I'd rather go to Taco Bell than the gym.
I want to go with somebody. I want to go with a friend, yeah.
You know what I mean? So we're covering a lot of basics here tonight. I got an email and Bill, he was on my show. He's with Less Cancer. He said, thank you so much for talking about ovarian cancer tonight. So that's an email from him. Dude, we're covering all the boards, girl.
Yeah.
Now, what is the worst job you think you ever had?
The worst job I ever
had? I
got
to ask you. People are asking.
I was a swimsuit salesperson at a flea market. And in San Bernardino County for about, a month.
A month. Did you sell many swimsuits?
Yes, I sold a lot of swimsuits, but it was just a miserable job.
A mess.
It was a mess.
A mess. And your favorite job right now is CSM Miami.
But you know what? All My Children was a close second. It was an awesome, awesome run.
You were out there. That was your life, basically.
I grew up there. Yeah. I've got a lot of great friends there that are still there and from there. Sarah Geller, Kelly Ripa, Sydney Penny, Torsten.
Speaking of Kelly.
Torsten Aiden Turner.
Don't forget hair and makeup.
Richard. Oh my God. Richard Kaiser.
Call me Bling Bling Boy.
Yep.
You remember that time you were doing The View? She was a co-host for The View and she needed diamonds. So at the time, I didn't know Michelle at Asprey. So I called my boy Peter at Graff. And I was like, listen, my girl Eva's going to be on in about 30 minutes. We need to get.
They hooked me up with so much bling. Oh my God. Max weighed one phone call and suddenly I had bling dangling from every single, like.
You. There were these huge, huge ass canary diamonds. She had bracelets. She had the whole set. I mean, she was the mine of Africa that day. And she had so many diamonds on her. And now, ever since then, I used to go to see Eva at All My Children. They'd be like, bling, bling, boy. We need some diamonds.
It's bling. Yeah, your nickname was bling.
What is the favorite TV show interview that you've been on? You did Chelsea, our girl Chelsea.
Oh, my God. I love
doing
Chelsea.
We just have to have her over for a barbecue.
Chelsea was awesome. She's just so funny and so fun and so cool. I did Craig Ferguson. He was super funny and fun. He just got married.
Yeah.
And those
marriage really advice fun. To him.
Kelly's always awesome. Kelly, you know, doing
well, you
Regis
grew up,
Kelly,
yeah, that's your sister.
And doing The View is super fun. And you know what? I did Oprah a couple of times. That was awesome. A long time ago,
Oprah.
Though. Yeah, almost 10 years ago.
All right, Oprah, Auntie O. But yeah, so what's your advice to Craig about getting married?
Well, I think he's been married a couple times before.
So he should give you advice.
Yeah.
Speaking of marriages, your first husband is the host now on Family Feud.
Yes.
And you know what's so funny is that I downloaded it on my phone to play the game. I'm like, oh, shit, that's John. He was the host on the cell phone.
He's doing great. He's awesome.
It was really funny.
He is awesome.
And now your second husband, John, you and your Johns.
Mm-hmm, I know.
He's back on TV.
He is on Days of Our Lives right now. He just got on. He's recurring at Days of Our Lives. He's doing awesome. Yep.
You see?
He's doing great.
See what happens when you come out to California, people? You get jobs. So come out. But now everyone, you know, people love you. And I want to know if you would ever consider doing Dancing with the Stars.
I would love to Dancing with the Stars.
So what's up?
You know what? Me and Emily Proctor, who plays Callie on the show.
Listen, I love Emily, but we're talking about you right now.
We both
Hello, why can't you do it?
I don't think CBS would let us go do an ABC show.
Blah, blah, blah. So why can't you do it?
Because I really don't think they would let us do an ABC show.
Mm-mm. Really?
Because we're under contract to CBS. You can't go promote another.
All right, so I'm
ABC
sorry.
Show.
Dancing with the Stars. Please go to CBS for one season.
I would love to do it. Yeah.
So
yeah,
that Eva could be on it. Okay.
I would love to do
now,
it.
Now, out of all these game shows that are on right now, would you want to be on any of them? Like Fear Factor or none of them?
I hate. You know what? Reality shows make my stomach hurt. They really like reality shows hurt me personally.
But Dancing with the Stars doesn't.
No, because that I love. That's cool. But the other shows, my heart goes out to these people because they don't realize that they're going to be socially ridiculed for the next bunch of months. Like literally, they don't know what idiot like.
Right.
You know what
okay.
I mean? And it's almost like I almost feel like it's a bunch of bullies watching, you know, laughing at and making fun of and pointing at the idiot person, and it hurts me to watch it. I can't do it. I can't watch it. I can't participate.
No.
I know people love it. It's definitely a train wreck that you can't turn away from. I mean, there's, you know, but it just hurts me.
Would you want to be a judge on American Idol? If they called you and said, we need a new judge, would you take the job?
No.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Not at all?
No.
Really?
Yeah, no.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Good for you. You're like, I got a job.
No, because I would rather.
Rather. Yes, yes, Madonna. Everyone, Madonna's in the studio.
I'd rather just watch and give my commentary from afar. I wouldn't have to. I wouldn't want to give. It would, again, it would hurt me to give somebody a bad, you know.
See, that's where you and
on
I differ.
TV. You'd be
because
good
you know
at
what?
It.
I'm could, giving you the honest truth. You know why? Because I believe the truth will set you free.
Yeah, but not
and
in
it
front
will
of,
make you
but
free.
But not in front of a zillion people where
you
it's
know
gonna
what?
Hurt somebody. That I just can't do it.
Well, I'm not into hurting. I'm not into the whole negative thing. One thing we don't do on here is ever bash anybody.
Yeah.
It's, you know, constructive criticism. If someone sucks, you tell them lightly. Because you can't give people the hope that they're going to be, you know, people go on there thinking they could sing and they suck.
Yeah.
So you've got to be creative in how you tell people they suck. Like, you know, when I was doing America's Next Top Model.
But then, are you really telling the truth?
You are. But you know why? You're not, and you're candy coating it. But I'll tell you, when I was doing America's Next Top Model, which is a reality show, there was a girl on there, and she was a plus-size model, and she had a PhD.
Really?
And they were like, tell her that she could be a plus-size model. I was like, girl, you can't be. She couldn't. There was, you know, she wasn't going to win that competition.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you're a doctor. You know, I was like, go into the field, be a doctor. Why do you want to be a model?
Yeah.
And they got a little mad that I said that, but whatever.
Why? What? What? Why?
They didn't air it because it was the truth. Because they wanted me to say, oh, you would be a fantastic plus size model. She would have been, but why be in a, you know, a short industry? Go be, you know, go be a doctor.
Go be something useful.
Come on. And I have a friend. She's a beautiful. She was with Ford. It is an industry. And
oh,
I'm not knocking the industry at all.
It's a great
But for
industry.
Her in particular, who had it, you know. So people, you know, tell the truth. The truth is what we want. We've got a caller, so let me take this call. Caller, you're live on To The Max. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Safira.
Who's this?
Safira.
Thanks for calling in. Do you have a question for Eva?
Yeah, I do. I was wondering if she's ever gotten intimate or had a crush on the hot men on the show.
On the show or in personal life?
You mean on CSI or on jobs in general?
I just really wanted some scandalous gossip.
Some gossip. Well, not on CSI, no, although the boys are hot. And I have to tell you, Adam Rodriguez is the sweet, sweet, sweetest heart. And Jonathan Togo is so funny and so charming and so adorable that everybody literally throws themselves at his feet. And David is awesome and charming and so much a gentleman. And so, no, there's nothing, like, nobody fraternizes at our show, but, you know, there's plenty of shows where people do. And you know what? The soap operas are the most scandalous place to be, because there is more soap opera going on backstage of every soap opera than that's going on TV.
Give us the gossip, Eva.
Oh my God. There were more hookups on All My Children backstage than were hookups on camera. That's all I can
closet.
Tell you.
Where are you calling from tonight?
I'm actually calling from Santa Cruz, California.
Cool.
Oh, cool.
Well, thank you. Do you like CSI? Are you a fan?
Yeah.
Cool.
I am.
Well,
thank you
so much for calling.
Thanks.
Have a good night.
Good question.
Bye.
Bye. So, everyone, I'm going to take the liberty right now to say, if you have any more questions, to call us, because we've got to wrap the show up pretty soon. It goes by quick. Don't you love radio? Girl, don't you love radio, though?
Yeah, this is fun.
You know, this is the first time I'm doing the show with pants on.
I didn't have to put makeup on.
Usually, I'm in my underwear. I swear to God, I'm usually in a sweatshirt and underwear. This is the first night I put pants on, because I'm in public. But anyway, so call in 323-203-0815. That's the number here at the studio for To The Max. You're listening to Max Tucci, and I've got my guest, Eva LaRue. And I'm going to tell you how I got here. Delta.com. They took me here. They take me everywhere I go. If you need to fly in the friendly skies, that's not their logo or slogan. But you know what? That's okay, because the skies are everyone. So go to Delta.com, because they will take you where you need to go.
I love Delta.
Grammys. We got to talk about them. The award seasons are coming up. Who are your favorite people for the Oscars? Let's talk about the Oscars real quick.
Yeah.
Who do you want to win for Best Actress?
It's
tough.
I know. You know what? I love Kate Winslet, and I love
Meryl Streep.
And
do
I
you
love
like
Meryl
her?
Streep. Of course.
My thing
well,
is this, though.
I'll
tell you, because it comes to a point like Oprah. When you win so many awards, let other people win. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know, every year in the
your industry is so weird.
In the actress category, it's tough.
It's the only industry you win every time.
Meryl doesn't always win.
She doesn't. But it's every year, you guys. It's like the industry. I find it so weird that every single year, you guys get nominated for doing your work.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so weird, and it's televised.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, where are the secretarial awards? Dang it!
So the Grammys are coming up. Jennifer Hudson, you know, she had that huge tragedy.
Yeah.
And she's going to be actually performing at the Super Bowl. And I hope she wins a Grammy, because she's, what do you think? You think she's going to take a Grammy? You think it's going to go to Beyonce?
You know,
all the single ladies.
Yeah, it's going to be tight. You know what is going to be tight? Because Beyonce's got her stuff is playing all the time.
And
you're
going.
But, you know, I'm so glad that she's going to go and she's going to sing, because I know that everybody's heart goes out to her, losing her mother, her brother, and her nephew.
Awful.
And I can't even begin to imagine how she gets through every day. I just can't. My heart breaks for her.
It really does. No, she's a sweet girl, too.
Yeah, she's a really sweet girl.
You know, Eva's here tearing up over here.
God, I'm the big sap.
Right? That's all right.
You bring the sap on the show.
That's why radio is good. You can't see what we look like. So, everyone, I always recommend, you know, tune into LA Talk Radio, because it's the place to be. We get to say what we want when we want. Sam over here is telling me I got to go. So
they're going to boot us.
They're going to boot me off my show.
But go to cardflexpink.com.
Tell them.
Get yourself the pink debit card. The money that you spend is going
to
go
to a cure.
Ovarian cancer, a cure for ovarian cancer, and a cure for breast cancer.
Debit for a cure.
Yeah.
So check that out. Check out evalarue.com. Of course, check out maxtucci.com. Email me, because if you email me, we'll give you some DVD CSI Miami. You can get us some?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get some DVDs from Steve. I can get t-shirts.
I can get t-shirts.
We'll get t-shirts. If you want them, email me, max@maxtucci.com. We'll hook you up with some CSI Miami gear for the first 5 emails. After that, I'm sorry, people. That's my disclaimer. Tune in always to LA Talk Radio. We've got great shows coming up. And everyone, it's been so much fun having Eva LaRue here, EvaLaRue.com. Tune in every Monday night at 10 o'clock to CSI Miami on CBS. And Eva, what do you got to tell everyone? Your piece of advice before we go.
My piece of
I put you on the spot. Hurry up,
oh
girl.
God, oh my God. I got nothing. What do you want to say? I got nothing.
Take life to the max, basically.
Take life to the max. Happy 2009.
Change is here, everyone. So remember, I'll catch you next week. If I'm not in LA, then I'll be in New York. No, I'll be in LA. And Eva will come back on because we're going to talk about some books. So everyone, remember to take life to the max. Sam, I'm out of here.
You're listening to The Max. Only on LA Talk Radio.